Yeah, it is different. Obviously, you're dealing with a much different supplier base. Typically, when we buy our petroleum-based products, we're dealing with many of the majors that you'd be familiar with, the ExxonMobils of the world. When you start buying some of the alternative fuels, it is a nascent industry with only a few players that can actually produce usable quantities at this point. Also, we're buying really small quantities in the whole scheme of things, and those quantities are typically just used for testing and certification purposes for our service customers.
Is there a business case element to the procurement, too, where Company X has to demonstrate that they can actually produce what it is that they say they're going to be able to sell to you?
Well, what we do is, since we are ultimately buying a commodity, we do a competitive procurement and we do low price technically acceptable, which basically means that we're going to take the lowest priced product that meets the actual specification that we're buying to, and a company that can deliver the quantity that we need in a time frame we need it.
When you're operating, though, in, as you call it, a nascent industry, is there an impetus for the company to be able to prove they can do it, or is the industry sufficiently mature that that's not as much of an issue?
I believe there is an interest in the company to get some of our contracts. It is obviously a good news story that they can tell to potential investors that we have some contracts with the Defense Department, and we've supplied them some fuel that they've been able to use and show that it works in their aircraft and ships, and that is something that can be used in the commercial sector as well.
The reason I ask is because I certainly am not implying that this is how you do it, but I mean, I could come along and say, sure, out of this $500,000 that you're going to buy for this Navy test, I'll sell you 100,000 gallons of it, but I would have no way to do that. And that's why I'm curious, in kind of an emerging technological area like biofuels, what the level of maturity is in the industry that you have the confidence that you're going to get what you need when you need it.
Right. Well, what we do is we have quality assurance representatives, technical experts out in our field offices. And any offers that we ever get in from people that we're not familiar with, and certainly the case here, is we will actually have our quality assurance representatives go to those facilities and make sure that every company that's offering us product can actually do what they say they're going to do.
Now, you mentioned LPTA as the methodology that you're using, and that actually anticipated one of my questions, is how do you determine value in a procurement like this? I guess if you're doing LPTA, that's not as much of an issue as long as the stuff does what it's supposed to do.
Right, and that's essentially it. We're buying a commodity, and what we're looking for is a product that can be a drop-in replacement for the petroleum-derived fuels that we buy now. So as long as they can meet the specification, there's no necessarily better product than any other. Again, as long as it meets that specification and it can be delivered in the time frame that we need it.
Is it literally the same idea as the gas I put in my car? I don't really care which brand it is, because as long as I'm buying from someone that I have the confidence that it will operate my vehicle, I'm going to go ahead and buy it and just do the best deal that I can?
Right. Again, as long as it meets the specification.
Yeah.
So it would be very similar to that. Yes, sir.
With where the military is headed, all the branches of DOD exploring alternative fuels, I imagine this is not a unique procurement for you. This is something that you're at least being asked to do or anticipating doing on a regular basis in the future?
Yeah, we've done multiple purchases for all three services, again, for testing and certification purposes. So this is not the first time we've bought hydrotreated renewable products for the Navy, nor we also bought it for the Air Force and the Army as well.
You mentioned you used the term that I used at the beginning, and that is drop-in biofuel. For somebody who doesn't know what that is, explain that, please.
Yeah, to be a drop-in, basically it means it can be a one-for-one substitute for petroleum-derived products that we use now. It can be put through the same distribution systems and through the same supply chain that's already built and established in the United States and around the world. So you don't need to build extra infrastructure to isolate these products from your standard products that we use now.
And that's, I think, an important point, because that implies that it is not just the idea that I can use 1 gallon of biofuel in the place of 1 gallon of fossil fuel. It also covers the infrastructure that you're talking about there.
Certainly, because if you don't have a drop-in fuel and you have to replicate what you already have in place, that's going to make any replacement fuel really cost prohibitive.
Talk about the cost curve. When you when DOD first started procuring biofuels, mm-hmm. the price per gallon was a lot higher than it is now, and yet there are still some folks that say we're spending X number of dollars on this, much higher than what it would cost to just put fossil fuels in there. Talk about what that curve looks like, please.
Yeah, certainly, these are obviously much more expensive than your petroleum-derived products, again, for some of the reasons that we talked about earlier. But it is accurate to say that the price has come down over the past 2 years or so that we've been doing some of these HRJ buys to the point where this last purchase is roughly half of what our initial purchases were as far as dollars per gallon.
Is it reasonable to assume that the curve will continue to go that direction, or is it not something, is it not a Moore's Law type thing where you can assign a particular dynamic to it?
Well, I don't think you really can, because this industry is still in the research and development phase, and it has to make a pretty big leap to get to commercialization. And you know, there's a lot of factors that are going to come into that, and as to whether or not it can get there. You know, the price of crude oil, government actions, the continuing availability of cost-competitive feedstocks, and certainly technological advances.